Representative Cuellar's statement on House passage of Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Bill. Texas Border Business. Washington, D.C., today, U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar, Ph.D. Texas 28, a senior member of the House Appropriations Committee and Subcommittee on Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and Related Agencies, released the following statement regarding today's House passage of the fiscal year 2025 Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and Related Agencies Government Funding Bill. "We have a sacred obligation to care for and honor our veterans when they come home from service," said Dr. Cuellar. "As a member of Congress and a senior member of the Appropriations Committee, it is my job to ensure Congress funds programs that combat veteran homelessness, support veteran families, and provide high-quality health care to our service members. While there is still more work to be done to get to a strong bipartisan agreement on this legislation, I will continue to focus my efforts on delivering for the men and women who bravely served our nation." Dr. Cuellar continued, "I am especially pleased to have worked in a bipartisan way with my friend, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, R. Texas 23, to secure $70 million for Joint Base San Antonio, JBSA, in this initial bill. This funding will allow JBSA to build new classrooms and dining facilities, enhancing the quality of life for the 24,000 active duty service members stationed in San Antonio. Additionally, I am pleased to see $152 million allocated for the Texas Cryptologic Center in San Antonio, enabling service members at this cybersecurity hub to continue strengthening American national security." Specifically, Dr. Cuellar helped secure funding for the following programs: $3.2 billion for homeless assistance programs, which provide health care and rehabilitation services to veterans experiencing homelessness, with the goal of helping veterans achieve permanent housing as quickly as possible; $264 million for substance use disorder programs, which support the rising number of veterans experiencing addiction or substance use disorder after service; $2 billion for family housing, which provides housing vouchers or loan assistance to veterans or their families seeking housing; $16.4 billion for mental health care support for veterans, including $583 million allocated for suicide prevention outreach; $70 million for Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland to construct classrooms and dining facilities for service members; $152 million for the Texas Cryptologic Center located at Joint Base San Antonio, which will enable service members at this cybersecurity hub to strengthen American national security.